I think you guys are thinking a little bit too deep there. I don't think that that was what was on the mind of Sting at the time. Sting was just a simple soldier following the orders of the generals or the powers that be in WCW.
I got to disagree with you there, because if that was the case, then when WWE bought WCW, Sting would have come here right away and become a mega star here. And he refused to come to this company for, what, 15 years?
I think it was out of pride.
He's a big fish in a little pond. He wanted to go down the ship. So did the captain of the Titanic. We can't remember his name.